News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Talking earlier on about how you can find yourself walking into a room thinking, why did I come in here? Yet at the same time, remember song lyrics from bad rap from the mid-1990s. Well, one person has the answer to that. She's Michelle Spear, professor at the School of Anatomy at the University of Bristol, who has been looking into exactly this. Michelle, why is it that we can remember pointless stuff from decades ago but can't remember where we put our sock?
Good morning. It tells us an awful lot about how memory actually works. So we sometimes tend to think of memory as a bit like a filing cabinet. We put stuff away and it just gets neatly ordered, and it's not like that at all. So with things like song lyrics, and when we're thinking about that type of memory, the way we get information into the brain is that it's encoded, and emotion, novelty, repetition all strengthen that encoding. And then there's a stage where we're actually storing and we stabilize the memory, and that builds neural connections. And then finally there's the stage where we actually retrieve the memory and we think about it. And it's not like opening a filing cabinet drawer and just taking out a file. It's actually a reconstruction of events. So the brain builds up the memory from stored elements, and they might be sights or sounds or emotions. The context is important.
So does that mean that every time you remember something, you alter it?
It's possible. It doesn't mean that you definitely will, but it is possible because of that reconstruction. And this is how, for example, people can remember things differently.
Now, will you do me a favour then? Explain, because I was asked by the team here about 2 weeks ago to bring in equipment, and I said I will. And then I was asked again 2 days later, then 3 days later, and I think they got to the point of homicide. Now, if I wanted to make sure that I actually remembered that and delivered on it, what can I do to force memorise things?
So it very individuals do differ. So it depends on what works for you. Repetition. So firstly, very gently, you have to be paying attention. You have to be listening to your team, because attention is important to memory. And then there are lots of tricks that you can do. It could be that you actually repeat that aloud yourself and you say it aloud, and that helps encode. It could be that you visualize it. So you imagine yourself bringing an object in. Or it could be that, you know, if there's a smaller part of the object, a little physical clue, you make sure that you carry that with you. So it's very much an individual thing as to what works, but that kind of just that reinforcement does help.
I'll give it a shot. Thank you very much, Michelle. Professor Michelle Spear, School of Anatomy at University of Bristol.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.